U.S. investment. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden making a big announcement Sunday in Seoul, South Korea.
I signed an executive order setting a goal of having 50% of all new vehicles sold by the year 2030 be electric.
President Biden praising Hyundai's pledge to invest $10 billion in the U.S.'s electric vehicle industry, with plans to spend over $5 billion on a factory in Georgia. President Biden also visiting U.S. and South Korean service members who are monitoring the growing North Korean nuclear threat. He's now in Japan. Another virus arriving in the U.S. Fox's Jackie Ibanez has more.
The CDC reports another viral disease has made its way into our country. This time, it's monkeypox, a rare illness from Africa. Health officials are investigating one possible case here in New York right now. The patient has been isolated. Symptoms of monkeypox are flu-like, but apparently do not spread as fast.
A hearing on the nationwide baby formula shortage taking place this week.
Senior executives with Abbott, Gerber, and Reckitt will answer questions for a House panel Wednesday, along with the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration and other federal regulators. Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette, chair of the panel that oversees the FDA, wants to hear from witnesses how the formula shortage happened and what is being done to get formula back on shelves.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Concerns growing over the fate of the Ukrainian troops who had been trapped in a Mariupol steel mill for weeks and are now prisoners of war. A pro-Russia leader in eastern Ukraine saying that those troops will face court proceedings. Longtime Saturday Night Live cast members Pete Davidson and Kate McKinnon leaving the show. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New York's new congressional map resulting in some interesting races.
A New York judge approving the state's final congressional map drawn up by an outside expert. With no changes in Manhattan, there's now a possible primary fight brewing between current veteran Democratic representatives Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney. Nadler saying he intends on running while there's no word yet from Maloney. The new map also setting up a primary battle between incumbent Democrat Mondaire Jones and former Mayor Bill de Blasio for the new 10th district seat covering Lower Manhattan and Brooklyn. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
A runner in the Brooklyn Half Marathon died Saturday after collapsing at the finish line.
Police say the 30-year-old man from Brooklyn collapsed just before 9 a.m. at the finish line in Coney Island and was taken to Coney Island Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Officials say six other runners had to be taken to the hospital as well, three with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. New York City was under a heat advisory on Saturday, with temperatures set to reach the 90s for the first time this year. Over 22,000 runners ran on Saturday from Brooklyn's Prospect Park to the Coney Island Boardwalk as the half marathon returned to full capacity for the first time in 3 years following pandemic restrictions. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Boeing's Starliner capsule docking for the first time at the International Space Station Friday.
Hard docking complete.
It's also a huge moment in the company's multi-billion dollar contract with NASA to fly astronauts to and from space, as noted by ISS astronaut Bob Hines.
Today marks a great milestone towards providing additional commercial access to low Earth orbit.
sustaining the ISS and enabling NASA's goal of returning humans to the moon and eventually to Mars.
No crew was aboard Starliner, just the mannequin, Rosie the Rocketeer, and 800 pounds of cargo. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.